This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We give you today, as a way to get things macroeconomically going, the American dollar, the global reserve currency, the almost universally accepted store of value. And as of late, the strongest it's been in a very long while. The dollar is almost at parity, 1-to-1. With the euro, it's crazy strong against the pound sterling and the Japanese yen. We're talking 20-year highs here. And there is a temptation, I get it, to say that's great. You want a strong dollar, right? But right about there, market forces rear their sometimes ugly head. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is on the dollar desk today.
So there are a couple reasons the dollar is so strong right now. First, after years of easy money, the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates. Wyn Thin is global head of currency strategy at Brown Brothers Harriman.
We saw this back post-Great Financial Crisis, and we're seeing this now as we move past the pandemic.
Higher interest rates mean higher returns for investors, and money goes where money grows. So that's been bidding up the price of the dollar. Second, you may have noticed things have hit the fan in a few places around the world, so the U.S. is looking pretty good by comparison. Rajesh Nakati is with BNY Mellon Wealth Management.
There was the Russia-Ukraine war, and then secondly, the zero COVID policy in China.
When freaked out, global investors typically pile their cash into the U.S. for safekeeping, again, bidding up the dollar. So what does that all mean for economies everywhere? Well, for the U.S., there is at least one clear benefit.
It actually helps us with the inflation problem because the stronger the dollar is, the lower import prices are.
Vasily Serebrikov is an FX strategist at UBS. For the rest of the world, it is a real mixed bag. We are buying more of the world's goods, that's nice, but the things the world buys are getting more expensive. Commodities, for example, are priced in dollars. So if you're a country that needs to buy a bunch of oil or nickel or whatever, you're going to have to pay extra to convert your currency into dollars to buy it. Alan Robinson is with RBC Wealth Management.
For the emerging economies that are commodity importers, such as China and India, it's particularly impactful to have a higher dollar price for their commodities that they need to pull in.
These analysts say the dollar is probably going to remain pretty strong for 3 months, maybe to the end of the year. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.